It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
In letters and in email, we address a lot of people who are not dear to us as dear.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
This is something that's been bothering me a little bit, especially now that we're in the email age, of a salutation on a business letter, for example. I still say, dear so-and-so. And that isn't happening so much anymore. I see all sorts of greetings in an email and from people that I don't know that are a lot more casual. What's been changing?
Well, you still do see a lot of dear, and I think that that's, for many of us, our default greeting. The use of dear in that sense goes back to the 17th century when it became the polite form for letters, as in dear sir or dear madam. In the less formal vein, some of us will opt for hi. I was talking to a friend of mine who felt that there was a serious punctuation issue with hi. And her question was, if she writes me and says, hi, Anne, is there a comma after hi or not? She insisted that there should be a comma. I said, I don't use a comma there because for me, the hi is replacing dear, and you wouldn't have a comma after dear, so I don't put a comma after hi. And then we have the issue of how to close an email.
Oh, yes.
I have to say, I find this tricky. You have the formal options like sincerely or regards, best regards. But a lot of the time that feels too formal for me. So I started using best or best wishes, which is my default. And I was looking at some online guides and they tend to say that's the default option. I have heard some people complain about Americans using cheers as a way to sign off.
See, I do that because it seems friendly. It's cheerful. It's a nice way to close something. You're wishing someone cheers. And now I find out I'm pretentious.
Well, I think because people associate it with British English, they think that when Americans are adopting it as a way to sign off, that we're trying to sound fancier. But I agree. I think it's a friendly way to sign off. Then we have some other less formal ways to sign off, things like looking forward or thanks, take care, or if you haven't proofread, something like in haste. Of course, there's always the option XO.
Yeah, I hate those. I've never, ever once used that, not even online.
I use it with people I'm very close to. And I was looking at where that comes from. It looks like we're not quite sure. The X to represent a kiss may go back to the 18th century or the 19th. We have an example from 1894 from Winston Churchill, who signs with some X's. The first instance of XOXO, according to Stephen Goranson at Duke, is in the 1960s.
You know, I think I'll just switch to emoticons and call it a day.
A nice little smiley face is always a good option.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.